doing, Andy?
Good.
High Mystery.
Welcome to another episode of High Mystery.
Yeah.
It's a podcast where we smoke weed and then occasionally talk about mysteries.
And lots, and so many other things.
Yeah. Life.
Sexuality.
Hot dogs.
Scrats.
Whatever occurs to us.
Yes. I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Holly.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Colin.
And we are here to get high.
Yeah!
I hope you join us. I wrapped a blunt in the Twisted Hemp Wrap. This is the Tropical Breeze.
Oh, the Tropical Breeze.
Yes,
Tropical Breeze. Tropical I can feel breeze. It hitting my face already. Sunshine and coconut.
Oh my
Let's
God,
Let's get
Robbie.
Tropical!
Is that a hint of mango? Yeah, it is.
And that's how Robert's bedroom became a beach.
Nailed it.
I wanna get tropical.
And yeah, it's packed purely of Jack Herrera.
Jack.
Jack.
100% Jack. 100% of the time.
Jack, Jack, Jack.
And with that, I'm gonna light the blunt.
Tristan is also presenting a mystery for us today, which
I like.
Huh?
I said, am I? Is that what I told you guys?
That's what you said. I mean, all you've done so far is light a blunt.
We can jack our lungs.
Well, we'll see if you got a mystery over there.
This won't jack our lungs because this is made of hemp. This has no tobacco, nicotine free.
So this is basically making our lungs like when we were babies.
Mm, yeah, it's
That's
restoring
right.
them. And it's butane free as well from his
it's
being
like,
lit by the hemp wick.
Yep.
It's jacking off our lungs.
Yes.
Jacking. But unlike regular jacking off, you're going to be cleaner after this one.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, right into the tissue.
What do you got, Tristan?
So mine is going to have a couple parts to it, much like Colin's cryptids or Bobby's Deals with the Devil.
Oh, we have to pick up a new theme song!
But I don't have anything apropos to call it like that because
we'll find something.
I don't know if I'm going to be revisiting this, to be honest.
Tristan's Hole. If you're wondering where dark and dangerous things lie, it's in Tristan's Hole.
That's right.
See, I mean... Okay.
Nailed it. Figured it out.
Tell us about the mystery and we'll see if we can't beat Tristan's Hole. I mean, it's pretty great, pretty funny, and I think it might stick, so we'll see.
Take yourself out of this one.
I don't know if they're just coming back from that, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Yes.
So this is kind of, I guess, more of like a where are they now type of thing, like a touchback on past mysteries that we've done.
Mm. Oh, updates.
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone loves a good update.
Unless it like changes your whole phone, then you're like, I can't figure out what to do.
Where all my podcasts go? Which ones am I listening to?
No, this is, you know, the episode in the TV series where they just reference all the other episodes that they've done.
Oh.
Where they do have to do like very limited work because they're just recycling all the stuff from before.
You copped out on us this week, is what you're saying. Really phoned it in.
Tristan's phones it in.
I mean,
you pulled what we call here. At High Mystery, a Robert.
Yes. I'm also trying to establish real low expectations here.
I don't know that any like TV show has escaped this that we're talking about, so I feel like it's par for the course. You
right?
Know?
We have to do it.
Yeah. Friends did it like once a season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
The first one is new theories that are coming to light on... What happened to JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh.
As we know, she was an American child beauty queen who was killed in her family's home in Boulder, Colorado.
And this is actually like a really nice tie-in because, Leanne, you were here with us for the JonBenet Ramsey episode when we recorded it.
I knew this was all going to happen beforehand. This was on purpose.
I mean, it's just kismet, you know?
Oh,
It's almost like we made a deal with the devil.
What kind of deal with the devil?
It's the saxophone lick that just keeps on giving.
So, as we know, in this case, the killer was never found.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation remains open to this day. Originally, the top theories were that it was like one of the family members that did it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Or some
or possibly
Puerto Rican
a friend of the family.
Possibly.
Or some child molester, randomly, in the area or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
But we all know it to be her brother. Go on.
Oh, no. A contender emerges.
Rob's calling you out!
He was certainly the leading suspect on our episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So there's a new theory floating around.
Yeesh.
And the internet is loving it.
It's buzzing for it?
Yes. And that is that JonBenet Ramsey is none other than Katy Perry.
Oh, she never died?
Yes. And this, I know initially people are going to say, you know, it's impossible because they found a body and there was an autopsy, et cetera, et cetera.
But
yes.
The idea being they could just drop in another little girl or something?
Yeah, or, which I'll say later, that, like, everyone's kind of, like, in on it. So, according to the theory, the 6-year-old death was a hoax and it was a kidnapping instead. And that JonBenet's parents set up her fake death and sacrificed her to the Illuminati to become a star. So in this theory, you know, the sacrifice is, like, in name, not in, you know, she had to sacrifice her quote-unquote life.
It's like a changeling.
Yeah.
Fairies. Wow, okay, so
talking about fairies.
Yeah.
The idea being that the Illuminati has built Katy Perry into what she is so that we can be controlled by her music?
Or just, you know, part of the whole distraction game.
Yeah. Keeping us docile and happy with pop music from Katy Perry.
Reds and circuses.
We shall roll out our ultimate plan. A pop star.
So most of the quote-unquote hard evidence is mainly the fact that they look identical.
Okay. There's facial recognition technology going.
Identical.
Yeah, so I thought I was connected to your internet, but now I don't think.
All right, well, that gives me a second to say what I've been thinking, which is that
Phoenix
I saw a commercial for a documentary about a bunch of parents who brought in their kid, brought in their children to audition to be JonBenet Ramsey in a movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looked, I didn't watch it, but I think it's nutty that it exists.
It's kind of like the Paul McCartney
mm-hmm.
lookalike contest that supposedly happened right after Paul passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar.
So I'm showing the gang, the crew here, some pictures, some side-by-sides of the little Benet and the Katy Perrys. If you go on the Google machine, you too can do this. I will attempt to put this picture up on the Instagram. We'll see how that goes.
A lot of similar mm-hmm. facial features.
Yes, the main marker, if you will, is the eyebrows. They're saying that they have identical eyebrows, and this is important because supposedly your eyebrows do not change much throughout your life, like from child to adulthood.
I feel like her nose is the same as well, though, and I don't know, the similarities don't stop there in my eyes.
Yeah. And then another thing is that their parents also look very similar. I'm going to bring up the next little thing here, and you can see I've brought up, well, you can't see. People here can see.
Yeah.
And you should look.
They look very similar, you know, like the mom maybe lost some weight, the dad, you know, shaves his head, puts on a pair of, you know.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have similar looking parents, the reasons to believe that you're going to have a similar looking offspring. So,
but, you know, again, like, we've never, it's like Superman and Clark Kent. We've never seen these two parents in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. Are you saying the parents are the same people? Not
right.
The
parents are JonBenet and
so nobody's,
Patsy.
Yeah. You don't think these people are kind of washed? I mean, Jomini Ramsey is pretty obsessed about.
Yeah.
And her people think her parents could have done it. I mean, I feel like people are paying attention. But they noticed that they were also Katy Perry's parents.
That's the thing. That's why it's a high-level cover-up.
High-level.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so obviously there's other big hiccups in the theory, you know. One is that, like, if this was to be true, that Katy Perry would have been 12 when she was killed / kidnapped at 6.
Yeah.
JonBenet was 6, Katy Perry was 12, but that's, like, assuming that, like, you know,
well,
they're being honest about the age and the name and,
yeah,
you know.
Well, we know the Illuminati has growth hormones.
We know that to be true.
Yes, we know this. Age is 6 years in a
wow.
day.
This is big. This is real.
Well, and it is possible in that both parents are very rich. John Ramsey is incredibly wealthy, and I got to assume that Katy Perry's parents are probably now very wealthy.
Yes.
So
again, another big, you know, downer on this theory is that there was the autopsy done, but then you go down the path of, you know, if there was Illuminati involvement, then the coroner was probably involved. He could have either been bought off or was part of just like the Illuminati himself, or that there was no body and he just signed off on everything saying that it went down the way it went down.
Yeah, I mean, it gets pretty easy to explain once you have the Illuminati, the overarching government of the world, if you will, just taking control of everything, because they can fill out any form, do whatever they want. They got coroners in their pockets.
Yeah, I mean, so much to the point where, like, it's in the world of people who know and believe in the Illuminati, believe that they do a lot of things to, like, put it in our faces, you know, like they like to show signs of it, like hidden in like normal media or whatever, like, haha, we're here, but we're being secret, but here we are.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned it, it would make sense for JonBenet Ramsey to be Katy Perry. It would make sense for Burke Ramsey, the brother, to act the way he does when he talks about his sister's death, you know, like with
right,
almost a smirk and a grin, because he's like,
he knows.
Yeah, he knows she's still alive. Mm-hmm. And he's very wealthy in and of himself, in that he sued like CBS or something like that successfully. Got a lot of money. Not only is he rich from his parents, so maybe the Illuminati's just paying him
looking out for everyone, yeah. So as I was saying, the Illuminati likes to show off their handiwork, and so they leave clues in plain sight. And so Katy Perry herself hinted at it in an autobiography. When she was discussing how she wrote songs as a child, she mentioned that she was no... what did she say? She said, not that I was one of those stage kids. There was no JonBenet Ramsey inside of me waiting to burst out.
A little on the nose, don't you think, Katy Perry?
The Illuminati are like, hey, you got to drop it in people's faces.
You're right. You wave your balls around.
Apparently.
Act like they're not there.
That's right. That's how you do stuff as Illuminati.
What?
Big ballin'.
There's no balls here. Pussy lips.
Also, apparently there was a full moon near like the death / disappearance of JonBenet, which is a good time for like Illuminati rituals. So,
wow.
You know,
we act on the full moon. Why, Tom? It's more dramatic.
That's right.
And Stu can only come on those days. You know he plays volleyball league.
I'm scared.
And they have a lunar cycle volleyball league. That's an idiot. Very strict.
Also, I'm scared of the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I like when there's light in the sky.
Don't be ashamed of it. It's all
right. I mean, torches only provide so much light.
Exactly. Anyway, Illuminati.
Tiki torches are wrecked. Thanks, Nazis.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ruining it for the rest
of us.
Ruining
it for the rest of us.
So, is that all for the Katy Perry theory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I feel like I've at least sold Rob on this. So.
I'm saying there's some evidence to support it.
That's right.
I don't know. I don't know how.
I feel like.
I don't know who the dead girl was then.
If there was a dead girl.
Right. Any enemy of the Illuminati, any member that they needed to punish, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Take their daughter.
Because
the Illuminati
is
dark, if they really exist.
Although, if you go onto their website, they would like you to believe otherwise. There is an Illuminati website.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is.
Powered by Illuminati?
Illuminati.net.
I didn't look into, who created it or whatever, but I did. It was worth browsing at one point while I was perusing the internet.
All right, so what's the next updated mystery?
The next updated mystery is coming back to the Skinwalkers.
Oh, the Fleshgates? Similar.
That was part of the Fleshgate mystery, but the Skinwalkers that I'm referring to are the Native American ones.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who, are from the Utah Native American folklore, for medicine men or shaman. Which reminds me, I have a dad joke that I wanted to test out on you guys. I wanted to do it before we were recording,
yourselves?
But now I remembered. And
now it's for everyone.
It's for everyone. So here it goes.
Pull over if you're
driving.
Make sure you're sitting down.
You've all been primed, so you're going to get a really honest reaction.
Full
nice,
60 breaths.
Nice. Who does Michael Jackson call when he needs spiritual healing?
A shaman.
It was a quality dad joke.
It's quality, yeah. It's solid.
You get to say shaman.
Yeah, you guys use that, you know? Tell them around the dinner table.
That's yours.
Why wouldn't you?
That's a little nugget in my mystery.
Did you find that somewhere? Or did you come up with
it? No, I literally thought of that and I tested it on Ariana and she was like, that's a good one. I was like, okay,
agree.
I'm going to try it out.
I wouldn't take it to the Laugh Factory or anything.
Right.
But
I wouldn't build a set around it.
That's a solid joke. That's a solid joke.
You know, because you say it, people are scared that it's going to be something,
yeah.
It's gonna be something creepy. But it's just so sweet. That's so great.
And it's fun to do the shaman. Anyways. So the Skinwalkers of Native American, they were the shapeshifters.
Mystique.
Most of the time turning into like a wolf, giant wolf or
okay.
something.
Got
that
you.
Was like the go-to or a coyote.
More like Thunderbird from Alpha Flight. You guys know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
References note.
Reference.
So the new thought is that the Skinwalkers are actually aliens.
Oh, snap.
Wow. I mean... Did we not bring up the idea that they could be aliens?
I don't think so. Because it would have to mean that aliens were shape-shifting or like having some kind of control over their visage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we ever brought that up.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a new theory, even for us.
That's a failure on our part, really.
Yeah, I'm really mad at all of us.
Man, maybe it's a bear.
With like a boot's worth
yeah,
of gold.
Like a bear's putting on a wolf skin, but also a human skin. Yeah,
working bank hours.
Yes.
You know,
humans eat salmon, so do bears.
Hey, you're welcome for my cancer. That's all I have to say.
So one big attributing factor to this theory is that since the 1700s, the tribes who have been telling stories about the Skinwalkers have also been telling about having experiences of unknown phenomenon in the skies and like weird light things happening to the point where they've drawn pictures, carvings of such, where it kind of looks like there could be some spaceship-y type things, some...
things that don't necessarily look like birds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some unknown structure type things.
Classic UFO shape.
Yep.
Yeah. With like light shining down or something in that.
Classic Tristan's hole.
Yes, come into the light, Colin.
Get lost in Tristan's hole.
So much light in here.
really an open space. Most witnesses who experience a skinwalker have also experienced seeing UFOs close to the times of seeing the skinwalkers.
Okay.
And then, so most ancient alien theorists believe that all shamans are extraterrestrials, you know, so they, like, come with magic and unknown knowledge and...
Mm-hmm.
AKA technology.
Yes. And so there's enough interest in the connection that since then there's this area in Utah where there's like a hill that they call UFO Hill. And I guess it's because it's a great place to like go and definitely see some UFOs and stuff. And right next to it, there's a ranch that's been taken over and they've now called it the Skinwalker Ranch.
A lot of people show up there and they're like, I thought we were coming to George Lucas's house. No, this is Skinwalker Ranch. You want Skywalker Ranch. And we're not even in the same state.
Damn typos.
Yeah.
How could so many hundreds of people keep missing this?
That's it. Let's put up a sign.
So supposedly the Skinwalker Ranch is owned by like government... hidden government / private companies, and they're looking in and researching into like all the unexplained sky phenomenon and all the sightings of skinwalkers, which have been these like large wolf creatures or like an old man in like a wolf pelt, a native looking guy.
All right. All at Skinwalker Ranch.
Such attractions.
Hi, y'all! Y'all folks look like you're looking for a good time!
We don't have Anakin, but we also don't have Jar Jar Binks. We have humans that can be wolves. No, we never.
Y'all look like you ought to get on the Tattoo World.
Skinwalker Ranch is really a magical place.
Sometimes human beings wearing wolf skin aren't enough, so we got Tilt-A Whirl and some sort of snack.
We also got beignets.
Some flashy lights in the sky look real nice.
I want to go to Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah, it sounds like an awesome theme park now.
I mean,
it's like Dollywood.
I don't think they allow, you know, if you, it's like Area 51, if you like breach the fence area, unknown black marked out vehicles, whatever, come and get you.
Yeah, if you buzz to like be let in, they're like, turn around your vehicle or die.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But it's like confirmed that that's what they do there, is look into UFO stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not quite like Area 51 where they're like, no, guys, we wouldn't even do that stuff.
That's not what we're doing here. We're playing golf.
No, like supposedly there's even like an area where they like tie up cattle and stuff as like bait to like lure in like...
UFOs.
Yeah.
Who just apparently have a thirst for mutilating cattle.
Poor cows, man. They got a bad rap, you know?
Poor cows.
I mean, maybe cows have more to offer than the humans.
Cows go moo.
Four stomachs.
Right?
They're holding it, yeah.
They certainly do. They may have more to offer than humans. That's entirely possible. I'm not going to deny that.
So skinwalkers is aliens.
Yeah, that's mainly it, that, you know, the fact that the Native Americans have been telling stories equally of long of both, and that they kind of seem to happen in the same area around the same time. You know, it could definitely be that. And like ancient aliens, all the gods and medicine men and magic men being extraterrestrials kind of could work.
I don't know why when you said medicine man that time, I just pictured them like a village people type group.
We're the medicine man!
That's all I got. That's all. All
right. I like that you took, because you don't do like really darker, gruesome mysteries, you managed to take probably the most gruesome one and say, no, nothing gruesome happened.
No, you guys, it's okay.
I mean, yes, but that also means that Illuminati is definitely doing their stuff, which, like...
And also they had to kill some six-year-old girl.
Well, we don't know if there's this dead six-year-old girl.
That's true. It might just be a fake all the way around.
Yeah, they could have just...
Let's hope that's the case.
I mean, it's a really weird story to make up. You would expect there to be footprints leading to and from the house, at least.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm? What were you going to say? Like, oh, I don't remember.
So is that it on the Flesh Gates?
That's it on the Skinwalker.
Okay. Skinwalker.
Yeah, Flesh Gate is something different. So bad.
Pay attention.
I know. Okay. Flesh Gate's the bad one.
I was terrible in school, you guys.
That's the one that wants to take your body and your life. So I did include one other thing, a little something on Bigfoot. We haven't done an episode on this fantastic beast, but we have talked about it a lot.
Sure, and like every episode.
It's our go-to, like, oh, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Welcome back to A Little Something About Bigfoot with Tristan Otto. The podcast where we drink tea and talk about Bigfoot.
Just a little bit.
I'm Julie Andrews.
So nice to have you, Julie Andrews. Thank you for making the tea.
Okay, so what's up with Bigfoot, G?
So, if anyone has, you know, Yahoo Mail, you probably saw this.
No, but I did not.
Good, perfect. So, you know, for years, the FBI has been saying that, you know, they're not looking into it. It's not a thing. It's, you know.
That's for cryptozoologists.
Right.
We don't want to crowd their space. Yeah. They're doing beautiful work. We respect them. When they show up on site, it's their site.
They have their own tape that they tape off.
I'm in charge of this investigation. Who the hell are you? I'm a cryptozoologist. Oh, of course. Sorry, sir. I'll get you some coffee.
So the director of the Bigfoot Information Center.
Ooh.
This is a thing.
Nice.
He wrote the FBI asking about a sample of hair and that was attached to like a piece of skin that was associated with the Bigfoot investigation, because apparently they had sent off a sample to the FBI to analyze or whatever, which they will do, but they said they didn't. They replied being like, no, we never did that. Like,
no. Well, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, with the Freedom of Information Act, we have come to find out that the FBI has indeed looked into the theory of their existence and indeed did do lab work on the hair and skin sample.
Wow.
And?
Go on.
No.
This is the part that doesn't make sense because the papers that are finally, you know, being released or whatever, are now saying that they came back with that it's in the deer family origin.
Oh.
Hmm. I mean, so, who's to say if Bigfoot is not also somehow in the deer family origin?
Yes.
We know, we know of sheep squatch, and we know of the Teriyaksuk, which was the like offshoot of the Idgerac, which was the Arctic Bigfoot,
If
you will, but it had like the head of
a deer.
Yeah, of a deer.
Like antlers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I needed help and finally someone helped me.
Was it a known breed or
it just
thing?
Said
it was
in the deer family origin.
Okay.
I feel like they should be able to identify it if it's, you know, Bambi's mom and, you know, something they know. Reference.
Well, clearly. Clearly, there's something else going on because if it was, you know, they're saying, yes, it's just deer skin or whatever, why not just release that in the first place? Why not, you know, be like, yeah, hey, we looked into it for you. You're dumb. It's deer. You know,
we're telling them the truth, but we're not really telling them the truth.
Yeah, why withhold the information for so long until it's forced to come out and then it comes out that it's, you know, like we're saying, deer family origin. So that is different.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wonder if the FBI is just like, we don't want to admit that we t-
took me time to even look at this. We don't want to legitimize it with having looked at it.
We don't want to let people know that we spent taxpayer money on this.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
It's like, this guy's kind of cool and got a whole mystique thing going, and when you're testing mystery meat, it's just not as sexy. You know? FBI. You've got a high opinion of yourself.
I mean, another thing to consider is that if indeed the Bigfoot is of deer origin, you have to consider, was that maybe Bigfoot meat that was being thrown all over that farm because they said it was just gamey venison y type?
Could not be identified. Probably Bigfoot meat.
When in doubt, it's Bigfoot meat.
What's the pork version of Bigfoot meat called? Man, bear, pig.
The pink meat?
South Park, I stole it. Reference!
Is that all for that guy?
Yeah, just that, you know, FBI was looking into it.
Yeah, okay.
They said they weren't, but they sure were.
I mean, you gotta look into it. If there's just a few reports of there being something out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all the resources.
But there's not. There's, like you're saying, just to your point, there's so many sightings. There's literally a different name for this creature in, like, every part of the world you go to.
This is true.
It's like bread or, like, fried dough. There's a fried dough in every culture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every culture has a Bigfoot.
Yeah. The Yeti, the Skunk
Ape.
Even when I went to Idlewild, California, they have the Idle Beast, like, specific to Idlewild. Yeah, it's... Everybody's
just
got a big foot.
Standing still, waiting to do something.
Just idle. Never know when he's going to pop off.
You'd think he'd be sighted a lot more, but...
Idle Bigfoots are the devil's plaything.
That's right.
On pod six.
Is that all the episode updates that you have?
Yeah.
I actually happen to have one.
Nice,
from,
throw one down on
top. I mean, I was kind of not sure when I was going to do this particular mystery, and this just, like, happens to shoehorn perfectly. Or
bam!
Or piggyback perfectly.
Glad I could facilitate
that
something.
That is the point
life.
Of a shoehorn. Or that is the point of Tristan's hole.
Yes. Yes. And now I, Colin, shall guide you into Tristan's hole. Okay, so if you are familiar with our Easter Island or Esther Island episode, I'm pretty sure it's actually pronounced Esther, even though it looks like Easter, where we talked about the Rapa Nui, which are the large 900 skulls that are not
That's
skulls,
the Moe. The Rapa Mundi are the tribe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. The Moe are the actual heads.
Yeah, you're right. The Moai. They have the Moai, which are the 900 heads on the island, which are actually full statues when they revealed them and everything. To piggyback on that mystery, there's also another mystery on the island, which is the Rongorongo writing. It was discovered by Eugene Irand January 2nd in 1864. He found 26 wooden tablets containing unusual inscriptions that were weathered, burned, and damaged. So these were presumably the language left behind by the Rapa Nui.
Did it look similar to, like, the thumbprint things that were on the back of some of the statues?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to see one of those to know. There is a... You can find the Rongorongo writing tablets. Say that seven times fast. You can certainly find them in pictures, which is what I'm going to do for all of us right now. And the symbols that are on there, there's, like, staffs, statues, ornaments, and glyphs that are written in lines on the tablets.
Like vertically or horizontally?
Like that. It's a series of, I guess, horizontal, like, script lines.
Mm.
And they're
dope.
Every time they're on large pieces of wood that they've been inscribed upon. They're shaped like humans sometimes, animals, plants, geometric forms. Each symbol with a head is head up and face forward, and each symbol is approximately 1 centimeter high. They believe them to be made with, like, obsidian or shark teeth, and, yeah, they just have no idea. They've never been able to interpret the actual language or figure out what any of the symbols mean or say or what have you.
Cool. It's unfortunate because I feel like, you know, maybe they'll find something that was like, what happened to the people?
Yeah, absolutely. The three difficulties that they face in relation to, like, figuring out the language. One is that there's a limited number of texts. There's literally 26 wooden tablets. The end. You know, it shows up on some of the statues here or there. But basically, they don't have a whole bunch of scrolls to be able to compare and stuff like that or anything. There's a lack of illustrations and other content with which to understand them. So it's not like there's a key or anything or like any kind of like thing where they taught the language for them to use. And then obviously the decay of the items and the old Rapa Nui language. So obviously when the people left, they didn't keep up the language on the island. So yeah, just another little mystery to add on to so many other mysteries on Easter Island.
And to plug into Tristan's hole.
That hole is
Tristan's
full
hole.
Of mysteries.
Tristan's hole.
You might be feeling that it's dark all around you. You might be questioning where exactly you are.
There's a scary door.
Take comfort in knowing that you're in Tristan's hole.
You're upset with Bobby's deals with the perspective.
Perspective indeed. On that note, please let us know if there's anything from previous episodes that maybe we didn't cover or something you'd like for us to explore further on yet another edition of Tristan's Hole. Which is going to stick, and I'm pretty happy about that.
That's the new name of the show.
For High Mystery, I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thanks for listening. You're the best.
And then you'd be happy. Just one more.